This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Bali today, leaders of nearly two dozen countries are talking freer trade and bringing more stability to the global economy. The BBC's John Sudworth has been following the meeting. John, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Which way do Asian leaders think this global economy is going here as we get into the waning months of 2013?
At the APEC summit focused on the Asian economy, the big issue in town is China. Xi Jinping has been left with a bit of a starring role at this summit because of the notable absence of the US president. And the one thing he's been very keen to reassure other leaders is that Chinese economy, although slowing, still remains on track, he says. And although he admits it's a carefully balanced process, he has taken to the APEC summit a message of reassurance. And I think it's one that's been fairly well received because, of course, if, as many people say, if China sneezes, the rest of Asia catches a cold.
And perhaps the rest of the world economy. Now, as you say, President Obama could not make it to the meeting, had to stay home to continue glaring at his political opposition as they glared back. The budget and debt mess, has that shown up on the radar of other leaders from the Asia Pacific?
I think there's some bemusement about the political shutdown, but I think the focus going forward is on the possibility of that debt default and an economic shutdown and real concern about that. China has been making its anxiety known. Japan has also. Both countries, of course, have their own interests in that both of them hold US bonds, which could potentially, of course, see their value fall if that economic crisis isn't averted.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Shanghai. John, thank you.
It's a pleasure, David.